As you know, the governor, Governor Whitmer, signed a reform package for auto insurance here. And the claim is that it's going to save everybody a lot of money and create a better system for insurance in Michigan. And a lot of questions, I've got to be honest, remain out there. Because a lot of questions just were not answered ahead of time in the discussion. Like, how much money will I really save? What happens to the $22 billion that's in the Michigan Catastrophic Care Association account? A lot of questions. One of the folks that had a lot of questions, John Cornack. He is from the Committee to Protect Auto No Fault, and he's also at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Steve.
John, how many employees do you have at the Eisenhower Center that focus on traumatic brain injuries and spinal cord injuries and traumatic injuries resulting from car crashes in Michigan?
About 450.
You have 450 employees. Now, one of the things about this bill that I don't understand, and I don't think was fully explained, is that you are now allowed to charge 55% of what you charged for your services previously. Is that right?
Yeah, that's how they came up with it. No one knows, but you know, when you work it in the middle of the night at 2:30, sometimes your mind goes a little blank. But the 55% is what we can bill out, and hopefully they'll pay it. But I mean, at 55%, Eisenhower would have a hard time remaining open and serving those we care for.
I talked to a gentleman that runs a much smaller facility. He has about 35 patients, about 15 or 16, about half, he said, came from auto accidents in Michigan. He says he pays about $20 an hour to his high-end people, about, you know, the range is 14 to 20 for his people that are caretakers, if you will. He said he can't afford to work at 55% because he goes, the cost of taking care of these people is higher than that. There's no way he can afford to stay in business and take care. He'll continue in business, but not with people from the Michigan Catastrophic Care Association. So then the question becomes, what happens to those 18,000 people, give or take, that are currently, you know, being covered under the MCCA? Where do they go, John?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, the reality is no one kind of knows exactly where they're going to go, but a lot of it's going to be into skilled nursing. Some will be out on the street. Some will be into the jail system or the judicial system, psych units, things like that. I mean, Michigan is very unique in this market where we actually take care of folks who have had a catastrophic injury, and the other states just aren't made for this. I mean, they don't. When people ask the question, what do other states do? Well, other states just send them out to the skilled nursing, and they send them out to, they go to jail, they go to psych units, they go to many different places where they don't get the proper care. So, you know, we'll see them more on the street. We'll see a few more panhandlers. We'll see folks that are just trying to get by because bankruptcy will prevail, which is a really sad state of affairs, and Medicaid will prevail. So Medicaid will take on a whole new look. We'll add many tens of millions of dollars in the first year to take care of some of these folks. And then that will just go up exponentially from there. So,
now we were promised that the 18,000 people, we were promised those 18,000 people would remain covered by the $22 billion, I believe, that's in the fund for the Michigan Catastrophic Care Association, $22 billion, give or take. But if you're cutting what people can be paid or what can be charged, what actually happens to that $22 billion?
Well, what will happen is we can't stay open. So there won't be the facilities for them to even spend their $22 billion. So what they'll have to do is take it back. And who takes it back are the insurance industry. The industry gets that $22 billion back. And that's, I think, the biggest crime of all is that. It's that the Michigan drivers have put money into this fund. It's been hugely successful at saving and making people's lives better. And the individuals who get it are the ones who have bonuses the size of our industry. I mean, the insurance industry has played the ultimate scam on the state of Michigan, and they got away with it because they just kept pushing, and they kept telling people that the rates are high because of things like healthcare. And the reality is the rates are high because they want to charge too much. They wanted to make us scream. I mean, the people of Michigan should really be standing up and just screaming at the insurance industry for setting rates and being this egregious with us.
Well, how much, I don't know if you've had time to sharpen your pencil and think about these things. I've known you for a number of years. You're obviously a very sharp guy. What do you think the average driver is going to save monthly or annually out of this deal? We were told to save a ton of money, but I've tried to run my numbers, and the personal injury protection, the PIP portion, is about 40% of my policy, which might represent $600. And if I get a 30 or even a 50% savings, okay, that's $300. I mean, we're talking about $25 a month, right?
I mean, I know you're giving up the best insurance of your lifetime for $25 a month. Well, they've already started to step it back. I mean, the insurance industry's already said, well, we're not really sure this is going to give us savings. It does cut our cost, but we don't know if we'll be able to sustain savings for you. So even though it's in the bill, they still have an out as far as if they actually give us savings or not. I mean, they just have to go through the DIFs and prove, well, you know, this, we need to have this money because of this reason. And if DIFs isn't strong enough, and historically they have not been, we're encouraged with some of the new people up there, but they have not been strong enough to actually look at these, how they set their rates, and do what's right for Michigan.
Right. John Kornack here. He's the president of CPAN, the Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault, and president of the Eisenhower Center, a traumatic injury recovery, a traumatic brain injury facility and so forth for rehab. John, the Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault, obviously no place to go from here. I mean, do you have any recourse, anything to say? Now, wait a second, folks, you could say, maybe you don't like what happened here. You didn't get what you bargained for. You didn't get the whole story. Anything you can do to go the other direction?
Well, we can go to the polls. We can do many things. We're having a meeting today. The whole industry is coming together, and we're going to discuss those options. So, you know, we'll have a better understanding. We had our legal counsel going through it. You know, this bill was written, in the middle of the night. It's poorly written. It really, in many instances, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, it's even harmed the hospitals. The hospitals are like, yeah, we can live with this, but now you can see the fallout for them. I mean, now that they've had a moment to see what's written and how it's written, this is just a windfall for the insurance industry that was already doing fantastic. So we won't know until the end of today. We're really going in and looking at all our options. Our legal counsel has been going over this for the last week, just trying to figure out every nook and cranny that we can work with our legislators to try to put a fix to it that makes sense for the healthcare industry.
John Kornack, good having you here. We'll keep an eye on it. And, of course, we want updates from you if you find something that gets your attention. You say, hey, you know what, this wasn't the deal. I wonder if there's a political price to pay because it doesn't turn out to be what was promised. Got to leave it right there, though. John Kornack, great having you here. CPAN president of the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. Thank you, John, as always.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
A quick break. When we come back, Dr. John Wyckoff here with a special offer for you. It's the Steve River Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine water logo.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Confessions